is a dispatch for Monday, September 25th from Bird Adventures Everest 2006 climbing team, still at Everest Base Camp. You know, it's been 5 days now that we've been down here, and I've mentioned that it's been snowing. There's been precipitation. Our days have passed quickly. You know, I have to say very enjoyably. You've gotten some accounts of that. We found good things to do every day. Yesterday, Dave Hahn and I gave a talk on the use of our oxygen equipment. I covered the problem of the Poisk regulators and the old Poisk mask, and then Dave introduced the new top-out oxygen delivery mask system that we're going to be using this year, and we're really excited about it. But you know, last night, the precipitation really started. I mentioned a time or two it's intensified, but about 3:30, I heard the Sherpas get up. There was a crew of seven of them that went out and began to shovel off the tents and dig out. I got up and saw that we had a very serious amount of new snow. So we woke up various times on Monday morning, which, by the way, is Michael Bonney's birthday. We greeted Michael at a very snowy base camp, and he looked great as he welcomed his 51st birthday at 17,300 feet at Everest Base Camp. I'm happy to report now that the Camp 2 guys are holding the fort down in a big way up there. They're doing a great job of keeping the camp intact. And actually now, at about 4 p.m., they just reported to me they've got clear skies at Camp 2. We are entertained occasionally by the sound first of big new snow avalanches coming off the west shoulder and the low